This afternoon, we'd like to see the title of legalism in Galatians chapter 4, verse 8 through 20. Disciple Paul had established the church of Galatia. He taught to Galatians people, whenever you believed in the Lord Jesus Christ, who was dead on the cross with bloodshed to cleanse away your sins, was buried, and third day rose again, you would be saved and righteous. That's called gracious gospel. So faith alone, you are saved and righteous. In the last time of Galatians chapter 4, verse 1 through 10, we saw in the title of Abba, when you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, the Spirit of Christ, who is the Son of God the Father, dwells in you forever. Because Jesus Christ is the Son or child of God the Father, you also become the children of God based upon your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. So you have a privilege to call God as Abba, the Hebrew word who is daddy or father. You are also the heirs of God the Father, Abba, as the Lord Jesus Christ is heir over God the Father. So you can inherit the kingdom of God as Christ inherits the kingdom of God. Verse 8, how be then, or however then, when you knew not God, you did a service unto them which by nature are no gods. Before Galatians believed in the Lord Jesus Christ, Galatians served those who are not gods. Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 19. And take heed, lest you lift your eyes to heaven, and when you see the sun, the moon, and the stars, all the host of heavens, you feel driven to worship them and serve them, which the Lord your God has given to all the people under the whole heaven as a heritage. Before Galatians believed in the Lord Jesus Christ, they served those creatures, the sun, the moon, the stars, all the host of heaven created by God. Galatians served, worshipped Diana, Ganes, false god, pagans, gods. But now, after you have known God, or rather are known by God, after the mutual relationship between you and the Lord established when you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, so you have a freedom from the bondage to worship false gods, pagan gods. How come is it that you turn again to the weak and beggarly elements, miserable principles that are legalism, the weak and beggarly elements to which you desire again to be in bondage? At that time, Judaizers came and taught Galatians false doctrines. For salvation, for righteousness, you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ in addition to your self-worth. for the law of the Old Testament. Keep time, date, months, years, Passover, Sabbath day, or something like a prayer time, a per day, 3 times, fasting. Keep the law is required for your salvation. John chapter 8, verse 32, then you will know the truth, and truth will set you free. 8:36, so if the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed. So, when you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, the Christ dwells in you. The Spirit of Christ dwells in you. The Spirit of Christ is leading you to work something. That work, subject to reward in Jesus Christ, the final judgment. But works are only relevant to Christians' reward, not relevant to righteousness or salvation at all. But the Judaizer taught wrongfully, your works required for salvation or righteousness. Also, the self-work coming from your flesh rather than from the Holy Spirit will get burnt out. So self-work does not get any reward. Now, the religion of the world always places man in bondage. So we are enslaved by their religious system, by own effort of our flesh. Jesus Christ set us new relationship with God and us through Jesus Christ. So whenever you can pray to the God the Father in the name of Jesus Christ. How is it, Paul said, you want to go back into the weak and beggarly element or miserable principles of legalism that is of the Lord. So do you want to put yourself into bondage of law rather than freedom in the truth of Jesus Christ? That's legalism making people guilty rather than joy from Jesus' salvation. Self-hatred rather than humility. Self-work rather than your personal relationship with the Lord. And pointing out how far short we fall Christ's image rather than how far we've reached Christ's image because of what Christ in us did for us. Whereunto you desire again to be in bondage of law, you observe days and months and times and years. You keep the days, months, times and years by your flesh work. I am afraid of you. I am fearful for you, lest I have bestowed upon you labor in vain. When disciple Paul preached the gracious gospel to Galatians, only upon their faith alone gives them salvation and righteousness, period. But right now, they are trying to come back to legalism in addition to keep law for salvation or righteousness. So his previous preaching behavior would be in vain, useless. Brethren, I beseech you, or urge you, be as I am, for I am as you are. You have not injured me at all. Brethren, I urge you to become like me. Right now, you become like me. You Galatians become like disciples, faith, stick on gracious gospel. God freely given salvation, whomever believe in the Lord Jesus Christ alone, not requiring of yourself work. I urge you to become like my faith, for I became like you when previously I preached the grace gospel to you. I was humble at the same level of your eye. I became like you. At that time, you have not injured me at all. You did not injure me at all. You know that because of a physical infirmity, I preached the gospel to you at the first. So first time when I preached the gracious gospel to you, I got physical illness. I suffered physical illness of eye disease. So my face was so ugly because of eye disease. And my trial, which was in my flesh, you did not despise or reject. So I physically tried to overcome my physical illness of eye disease. I appeared ugly, but you did not despise me nor reject me. But you received me as an angel of God, even as Christ Jesus. But you accepted me as angel of God, as a minister of God, even as Christ Jesus. When you got accepted the grace gospel, you got so joyful. You got so blessed because God forgave your sins. Your worship for false God forgave everything. But God called you as God's children, God's adopted children, sons and daughters. You got so joyful. You got so blessed. You got so joyful. That time you did not reject the disciple Paul. You did not reject me. Denied me. You treated me as an angel, just as Jesus Christ. When Galatians believed in Jesus Christ the first time through Paul's preaching, they were so happy or blessed, regardless of the false eye disease appearing, false ugliness. Where is then the blessedness you speak of? What then was the blessing you enjoyed? For I bear you witness that, if possible, you would have plucked out your own eyes and given them to me. You enjoyed Jesus' love so much. You got so blessed. So at that time, you would give me your eye to replace my ill eye. Have I therefore become your enemy because I tell you to trust the truth? For the Lord's pleasure, not Galatians' pleasures, disciples scolded them who turned away from their first faith in Christ to the legalism. Because of that, you become against me, or I become your enemy. The truth in his scolding is there. They jealously affect you. They that is false teachers. False teachers jealously, aggressively affected you, aggressively persuaded you, turning away from the first love based upon gracious gospel to self-effort from legalism, based upon legalism, but not well. That's no good. They would exclude you. The false teachers, Judaizers, would alienate you from me, that you might affect them, that you might give your suffering, your sacrifice to them. So the false teachers would get their own benefit from you. You might affect them. They are not really evangelists. They are only trying to persuade Galatians to their particular legalism doctrine, their doctrine position. My little children, disciples call Galatians little children, like a baby, by little children, for whom I labor in birth again until Christ is formed you. Over whom I have the pains of childbirth until Christ be formed in you. Here is a disciple's heart or Paul's desire. So treat them, the babies, little children. Disciples desire to bring them into this full relationship to God through Jesus Christ. Disciple Paul wants to see their lives transformed by the indwelling presence and power of Christ within. Also, verse 17, they, the false teacher, jealously affect you, but not well, no good, yet they would exclude, alienate you from us, yet you might affect them. So, Galatians might affect them, Galatians might contribute to their own sacrifice, labor, time, energy, money to them. So, false teachers got certain benefit from you. But it is good to be jealously affected always in a good thing. So according to God's view, in a good thing, jealous effort itself is good. Not only when disciple, I am present with you, not only when disciple is present with Galatians, but also disciple is absent as well. So good thing is a good thing. Then, verse 19, my little children, of whom I travail in birth. So I am in the pains of a childbirth, like a mother, pregnant mother, you know, the delivering baby. Take again until Christ be formed in you. So the Galatians people will grow their spirit maturely from the baby level. So disciple Paul has a heart, desire to transform into the image of the Lord Jesus Christ. I desire to be present with you now and to change my voice, for I stand in doubt of you. What I am saying sounds like a rebuke, because your first love of the Lord Jesus Christ is changed right now to the bondage of law, to self-effort for salvation and righteousness. My heart is torn for you. I do stand in doubt of you because these Galatians were drawn away from the first faith in our Lord Jesus Christ alone to the legalism by the false teachers. Let's pray all together. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for your message against legalism. Lord, we repent our sins. Sometimes we did our fleshly effort to be righteous. Lord, forgive us our sins. Lord, inspire us in your spirit and your word. Fill us with your spirit and your word. Let us discern what's right or wrong according to your word, not to our experiences, our thoughts, our philosophies. Lord, transform us into image of the Lord Jesus Christ, mortifying our fleshly mind, fleshly things. Lord, bless us continually. Guide us, direct us for your kingdom, for your pleasure, for your glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.